Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all could be with us. Also, it's joining us through online affiliates around the world. We're glad you all could tune in as well. This is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about your finances. I know it's not a topic that everyone likes to discuss, and especially in the times we're living in right now, finances may not be the thing you want to be able to talk about or think about. But our next guest has been able to offer something that can not only help you in managing your finances, but also to be more accountable as well. We're excited to welcome J.R. Jones to our program today, a Small Business Capital Fund. He's going to talk to us not only about his own love of financial literacy, but also what he's been able to offer through the Accountable Card that you all can benefit from as well. If you guys are just now finding out about the Accountable Card, we'll let you know where to get more information and how you can apply yourself to get one. J.R., thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Cyrus. I deeply appreciate it, and good morning and welcome to everyone. Appreciate you taking the time to allow us to come on and talk about this.
Oh, well, man, this is definitely something that is needed. This is not a topic, as I mentioned in my lead-up, JR, that people like to discuss, especially publicly, but it is something that's very important. We're going to get into the Accountable Card here in a moment, but I want to begin by kind of talking about for yourself, because a part of what you've been able to do, JR, is to show the importance of financial literacy, being able to be financially aware. When did you first realize the importance of that, of being in control of your finances?
Oh, Cyrus, I don't know how far I can go back, man. It's been some years, been some time. You know, my degree is in banking, finance, and economics, so I've been in finance pretty much all of my life coming out of college. And I spent 17 years with American Express and financial advisors, so I've been offering financial advice for over 17 years in my early years. As a financial advisor with American Express, I'm a certified financial planner. So finance have always been important because economics is important to our country, but more so to our community. I mean, we are a capitalist society, and those who manage and understand the economy, understand how it works, understand finance more specifically, and understand what we used to say is how do you build your financial life through just some really simple ways of managing budgets. So yeah. For me, it's been important for quite a long time.
Well, you bring up a couple things we need to dive into, JR, and I think it's going to be a direct correlation to the Accountable Card, because for you to want to spend that much time, not only, of course, to be able to work in that industry, but to get that education, you had to realize the importance. What do you think helped you to do that? Because I think that's one of the big issues for people of all ages today. They don't realize the importance of, you know, not only, of course, being financially aware, but also realizing the importance of knowing about finances when it comes to life. So what do you think kind of help you to kind of lead in that direction?
Again, you know, I'm kind of unique because I was educated in that direction. But, you know, coming up in the Mississippi Delta, coming up, as we say, a good old po' boy, you realize that our parents pitched pennies. They didn't have a lot, but we did not go without need. So when you say what makes you aware of the need for financial literacy, it's actually just living and wanting more and want to be able to provide, and want to be able to do more. You know, as I began to you know, look at and become part of many of the industries, I was in banking, of course, with the banks here, chairman of the Small Business Capital Fund. As a community development financial institution, SBCF, you know, it was our job to try to lend money to small businesses that was not able to get bank loans because there's a huge need in the community. And once you look at credit reports, you look at people's financial positioning, you realize that a lot of it is psychological. And by that, I mean a lot of it is budgeting. A lot of it is also where can I get access to the right tools.
And I think that's a great lead-in to then, JR, to what you've been able to build with the Small Business Capital Fund. Talk to us about that and what led to the importance and the foundation of it.
Well, you know, the Small Business Capital Fund is a successor of the Minority Capital Fund of Mississippi, which we used to call MNCAP. And we changed the name back about 10, 12 years ago because it's been around for about 21, 22 years. We changed the name to more be in line with our lending practice and our own focus and goals to be a Mississippi-wide institute so that we can, again, put money into small business, small and minority business community. So as we began to look at what we were doing on a singular level in small business lending, we began to realize that a lot of the people that work with small companies has a huge need for small tools, a financial tool. A lot of the big headaches of small business is that, you know, people call in work because their car broke down, they can't get funding, they can't get money. Right. You know, a lot of things that we do, decisions that we make, is made from a financial standpoint or an expense standpoint without realizing it. A lot of the heartache that we have has come from a financial expense standpoint. So we want to begin to use Small Business Capital Fund and look at another means as we went forward here to address not only small business but also the individual from a financial literacy. You know, we've always had our executive director, Andrea, she's always taught financial literacy even to the small businesses, which was one of our guidelines for making loans, becoming aware of financial expectations when you begin to borrow money.
Yeah. So, J.R., to step back then a bit, how does that feel then to know that you're giving people the tools they need to not only to make better decisions and choices, but also to get their lives back on track? Because we all know that when it comes to finances, if the finances are out of whack, it can throw everything off. The mood of the house is different, for sure. There's the stress. Of course, there's the health factor as well. How does it feel to be able to provide tools that can help people to alleviate some of that?
Well, you know, it's a great feeling. You know, anytime we are able to help someone else to get a little bit better, do it a little bit better in life, yeah, it's a good feeling. And knowing that they now have the tools that can assist them. You know, it's not a catch-all. It's not a one piece. But like you say, if you're going to add this, just that one more tool to help you get along and to help your financial life a little bit better, that's a tremendous feeling. And I want to add here, you know, the Accountable Card is not only talking about the financial aspect we're going to be doing. We're crafting this program around us being accountable. By that mean, I've been Small Business Capital Fund is looking for to, as we build and grow this aspect, we'll be giving, putting back money, grants via program, and additional loans back into the community from which we take our living from.
And we're going to get more into that. I want to say for those who are just tuning in on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome J.R. Jones to our program today. We'll talk with him not only about his own background in finance, but also what it's been like for him to be of service to others, definitely when it comes to the educational aspect, but also the work of the Small Business Capital Fund, which now leads us to the Accountable Card. Now, I actually found out about the Accountable Card. Shout out to our mutual friend, J.R. Melissa Banks, earlier this year. At her event that you actually gave some information out about that. Talk to us about what led to the creation of the Accountable Card.
You know, after sitting around with the staff and talking about economic education and empowerment and where we need to point a Small Business Capital Fund into the future, we start to look at how can we help, again, the employees of the companies that we're serving. And one of the ways that we see a lot of and have seen a lot of is that that's still, according to statistics out there, that's still over 30 to 35 million of what we call unbanked or non-bank individuals in the community. You know, for the last several years, we've always talked about predatory lending and how can we be involved in reducing predatory lending and reducing that aspect of people's life. You know, one of my other companies has looked at the card programs and looked at different card programs and looked at different ways to do that. And so we determined, you know, one of the massive ways to do was build a program that was not only centered around being able to bring the unbanked into the realm of financial literacy, but also banking society, but also how can you tie that to with helping reduce predatory lending by perhaps having a small, what we call it, an emergency line of credit tied to such a program. So, you know, driven out of need to again, look at our community, look at our own customers that we were serving, and how can we best serve that particular community, the unbanked and underbanked.
And I want to talk about the unbanked, because I think now we're living in a world, JR, especially we've seen it in the past couple of years, that online shopping is up. People are paying bills online. So much of what we're doing is online, which means,
yes,
you know, you can't use paper money for that, you know, for that. has part of this been for you the educational aspect of this, of not just having access to online banking, but also knowing what you actually are signing up for and what comes with that and what the cost is for that? Is part of that the education for you when it comes to the accountable card?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you brought up a very good point that during the midst of COVID, when we was looking at this product and trying to craft it and bring it to focus here, I mean, one of the important things I was just stating was that, you know, look, a lot of the community, a lot of the country was left out being able to obtain goods and services in an efficient and effective way because they could not order stuff online, didn't have a card, didn't have a bank account, didn't have a direct way to be able to pay for goods and services online. And like you said, you know, buying online, you can't send a check in, you can't send in cash.
Right.
So for those individuals, unbanked individuals, it left a huge sum of people out. Not only that, there's statistics that was done by one of the largest CDFI fund groups in the country, and they said during the COVID times and still now, there's some 220 million people who they consider vulnerable, financially vulnerable in America due to COVID, due to not being able to get access to services because they do not have that online capability to buy and sell goods by having a program. So, you know, with the accountable card, you'd be able to do that because and accountable card is just not only a prepaid debit card, but it also, as soon as you sign up, you become part of the system because we would issue an FDIC-insured bank account, which is through Axiom Bank. And let me say this. This program is through the card is issued by Axiom Bank, a national association, with license from Visa. So it's very secure. So you're talking about a very secure product for folks who worry about where my money. Now it sits in an FDIC insured bank account. It's insured up to $250,000. So now you can buy goods and services. You can rent, you know, vehicles. You can go ahead and secure hotels and things like that that a lot of people were not able to do because they did not have access again to certain financial products.
Right. JR, what do you think, what would you say to people who say, well, JR, there's, you know, this sounds great, but there are a lot of prepaid cards out there. What makes accountable card different? What has been part of what you've been sharing with people that makes accountable card different?
Several things. You're right. And we looked at it, and there's tons of them out there. But I would venture to say that there's very little or none to few that offers a complete financial suite for unbanked and underbanked. In other words, what you have is a digital wallet. You have a digital wallet where everything is app-based. So whether you own an iPhone or Android phone, Apple or Google, you go online and you can use your phone. You get a hard card that's a proximity pay, so you can pay and a touch and pay, or you can swipe. Security is there. If you forget to leave your card at home, you can pay with your phone. Now, I don't think you can do that with any other prepaid card floating around out there that you can put go and buy at Walmart.
Right.
In addition to that, like I just stated, it's the FDIC insured digital bank account with Axiom Bank, very secure. You can pay bills. You can put friends and families. You can transfer money to other individuals. So you got a money management capability system that we're building around that. In addition to that, we are in discussion with and finna close the deal with Green Dot. Now we're working on the technology where that now people would not only be able to use a card to make direct deposits from their bank or any other bank. So the card is agnostic as it relates to banks and also your payroll deduction. But here shortly we're going to have over 90,000 locations across the country where people can go and load money onto their card.
Wow. So I guess the elephant in the room. I'm sorry, J.R., go ahead.
No, I said it's a huge difference between what's out there on the street.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room here, JR, because one of the things that always comes up when it comes to banking, even when we're talking about online banking, prepaid banking, is fees. Talk to us about how you were able to balance that with the fees for the Accountable Card.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we looked at the average cost of banking in the industry, and we looked at, you know, the Federal Reserve. And I think the St. Louis district utilized a lot of Philadelphia district, but utilized a lot of information, so they do a lot of research. And the average bank account for the average individual, people realize now, is about $11, $12 a month, monthly fee for banking, for full loan banking. So, you know, we looked at aspects of, you know, where do we need to be? We need a sweet spot, but we need to also cover costs because we're putting money back into the community. So a monthly fee for a complete banking system, if you will, a complete bank account with the card in the online app, is only $3.75. Now, you know, I don't even want to talk about what the price of gas is right now, but that's a good cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Right.
We have a banking app for the money. And bear in mind, we're talking unbanked and underbanked here. Most banks these days, unless you can keep $3,500 or more into your bank account, you don't get any free checking. And then you still get hit with other fees. So
right.
we're talking $3.75 a month fee, and we set a monthly fee so that we can reduce a lot of the other costs associated with having a debit card program. I was surprised to realize that if you go and swipe your card, add money to your card, a regular card, they charge you $4, $5 now just to put money onto your card.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're looking at. The average card to purchase, if you will, if you I don't know, the buying a debit card or things like that, they're about $9 to $10 a card. Our card is a one-time fee of $4.95 once you sign up for it. And all of that is definitely online. It's under terms and conditions online and also in the fee. But you look at $3.75 a month. You want to transfer monies to other individuals, or transfer money overseas, or transfer money to pay bills. It's only a dollar.
Wow.
$1 for that transaction.
And I think, too, part of the reason why I want to ask the question, JR, of course, I think that's the big thing people appreciate, too, knowing the upfront cost, knowing what to expect when they're using different facets of the service. And so that's the great thing here, too. So let's kind of run through for our audience, because you mentioned a couple of things. I want to make sure that our audience got it here on the radio side here in Mississippi, JR, and online. One thing you mentioned is this is something that people who have either the Android or the iPhone can be able to use. How important has that been for you? Because it's so funny, even in 2022, there's so many services that today either are one or the other. How important was it for you to make sure that everyone had access?
You know, it's very important, and you're absolutely right. You know, everybody can use this product. And, you know, we looked at where the market is heading from a fintech standpoint and say, okay, you know, it's very costly to create an app in a digital wallet. Banks are still trying to figure out how to create the best digital wallet, and they haven't really got there yet. And because they come with a lot of baggage that we don't come with, if you will. So do we spend the money now up front to build a digital wallet, or do we just go straight and do a debit card like everybody else and call it that? And we realized that was limiting tremendously. So how can we get access to everybody? But not only that, how can we say that we want to make a difference to those without the unbanked and give them the same old product they had? So building a digital wallet where they can feel just as good as anyone else would can walk into a place and pay by phone. Better yet, almost everybody have a phone if they don't have two. Everywhere they go, they have their phone with them. So they got their bank account on their phone now. So that was very important. And being able to go online and purchase the goods and service them anywhere, no matter where they was at, as long as their phone is working, they got signals, they know they can do that. They can be on vacation and pay their bills while they're sitting on the beach, just like a guy with $1 million do, or a guy with $100,000 do, you know.
Right.
So being able to put them in the financial position was a huge just a huge piece for us is saying, okay, let's go ahead and spend the money and let's give out, let's put out the best in this program.
And I think, again, that is what, like you said, what sets it apart, JR, and that's why these conversations are so important. So, again, everyone, JR Jones has been joining us today, giving us some very valuable information. He's been talking to us about two things, one about the work of the Small Business Capital Fund, but also the reasoning behind the Accountable Card, what it's able to do, who can benefit from it, and why it's something for you to be able to consider. So, JR, let's let our audience know then, how can they be able to find out more information and to be able to sign up?
Oh, absolutely. You can go to accountablecard.com. It's spelled just like it sounds. The word accountable, A-C-C-O-U-N-T-A-A-B-L-E, card, altogether.com. That's the website, and read about it. But the best way to find out about it, terms and conditions, if you got an Apple phone, iPhone, if you will, or a Android, a Google, go to Google Play, and write in an Accountable Card. It's going to pop up. You'll see it. The same thing with the iPhone. Go to Apple Store and write then and there. It's going to come up, and you can register right then and there and get your card. Your card will come in a couple of days, but your account is set up immediately. As soon as you finish, you'll see your account come up, FDIC insured account, and you're on your way, and you can look at all the terms and conditions. And one of the things, Cyrus, that we have coming here, as they say, we're coming soon. We want people to sign up because we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency in the next 90 days or so. We're looking at purchasing a cryptocurrency component that we want our people fully, again, involved in the future of money. We want inclusivity in our community and those who are working with our Accountable Card program.
Well, it's great information, and so glad that we could be able to help spread the word about it, not only on our airwaves here at JR, but also in our other platforms, including our magazine feature that's coming out later on this month. Again, everyone, JR Jones has been our guest, talking with you guys about the Accountable Card, why it's something that can benefit you, why it's something that's cost-effective, but definitely can help you when it comes to managing your finances. JR, congratulations to you and the team. So excited about what you all are doing, and looking forward to our next chat together.
Thank you. I deeply appreciate that, Cyrus, and thank my social expert, Ms. Melissa Banks, for hooking us up together and bringing us and helping me spread the word about what we believe is going to be one of the best programs for our communities forthcoming as we go forward. Again, thank you, and thank you for all the great work you're doing and making sure the words continue to get out through your medium. We deeply appreciate it.
I appreciate that for sure. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.